And it is imperative that we never forget that we are all in a process of spiritual development. We are progressing in our walk with God. The Bible calls this process sanctification. It means that we are gradually and progressively being conformed to the image of Christ. Listen to what Paul says in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. If God has started a work in your life, he will complete it and bring it to fruition. Our path may be filled with many obstacles, but through it all, the Savior guides us. And no matter what process of God's grace you find operative in your life at this time, he is there and he is at work. Paul urges in Romans 5:3, glory in tribulations, knowing that the tribulation produces perseverance. That word glory in the original Greek means rejoice. So in this sense, we are to rejoice in our tribulations because we know that God is at work in our lives, producing his qualities of patience and endurance. What the word perseverance describes here is not an attitude of simply waiting for something to happen, but the ability to endure under tremendous load. And that term tribulation comes from the Greek word meaning to squash or smash. What the Apostle Paul tells us is that we are to endure under the heavy load of life because God will never put any more pressure on us that we can bear. Therefore, we can rejoice despite our pressures because God is greater than our problems. In spite of all the challenges of life, God is with us. This is one of the greatest lessons of life we must all learn. God is at work even in our greatest difficulties. When we wonder where he is, he's right there, molding us into the image of his Son. Never forget that you are in the process of spiritual development.